Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
Miss a minute of The Burt Show, you miss a whole bunch. So you're listening live right now to The Burt Show, but you're going to have to check out because you got to go into work. Where are your priorities? Either way, you can always catch up on demand. It's the same Burt Show. That's what we upload every single day. So you can listen later on in the day on your own time on any podcasting platform.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's The Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
There's one part of this new Bill Belichick CBS News interview that's going viral, and it has nothing to do with his brand new book, The Art of Winning, or his illustrious football career. Of course, it has everything to do with his controversial age gap relationship with 24-year-old Jordan Hudson.
And he's how old?
He's 73 years old, and he's still kicking out here. He has this very controversial relationship with Jordan Hudson, not just because of her age, but also she has this very vibrant presence on social media. He recently made headlines because they were doing some yoga poses down on the beach, and he had her in like an airplane style pose where he was on his back and she's laying on his feet, as a grandfather would do with his granddaughter, but maybe not at the age of 73 or 24.
He literally could be her grandfather, right?
Absolutely. Easily. Oh, he literally could.
I don't know what company makes Viagra, but you should buy stock in it just for Bill.
So he's promoting his new book, The Art of Winning, and recently did an interview with CBS News. And of course, he talked about all the important football stuff, like, you know, like what did he see in Tom Brady that everybody else didn't see because he was like the 200th pick when he got drafted in the NFL. And he has some really interesting quotes about that, saying, you know, Tom Brady's very accurate and that's why he picked him and blah, 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 blah. But the one clip that's going viral is him talking about this relationship with Jordan. So he's in the interview seat and he's talking to the journalist about everything that's going on. And the camera then pans to his girlfriend, who's sitting behind the scenes, kind of hunched over behind the computer screen. She's got her arm, or she's got her hand to her face, like she's really contemplating what's happening. Like, she looks like his PR rep. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, he gets asked a question about his relationship, and she shuts it down.
The other change for Belichick is 24-year-old Jordan Hudson, his creative muse, as he writes in his book.
Make sure that that's the...
Jordan was a constant presence during our interview.
You have Jordan right over there. Everybody in the world seems to be following this relationship. They've got an opinion about your private life. It's got nothing to do with them, but they're invested in it. How do you deal with that?
Never been too worried about what everybody else thinks. Just try to do what I feel like is best for me and what's right.
How did you guys meet?
Not talking about this.
No?
No.
What an innocuous question. Like, how did you meet?
Also, it's already, it's already public knowledge how they met. I can't remember what article I read where they divulged how these two met, but apparently it was on a plane. She was sitting next to him, and then he gave her like a philosophy book or something because she was a philosophy student at whatever school she just graduated from, because again, she's 24. And all of a sudden, now it's not okay to talk about?
I think it's funny because if you know anything about Bill Belichick, like he does not listen to anybody throughout his career. So the fact that he's actually taking advice from her, I mean,
right.
Yeah.
Or that's the story that they want you to know about how they met, and maybe that's not how they actually gave her a philosophy book. Come on, like, that sounds so made up. So maybe he's forgetting some details, but you know what? I actually appreciate her speaking up because she's part of the relationship, and if she doesn't want it talked about, I'm not mad at it.
I don't know, man. Even if, let's say she's 60 years old and he's doing an interview, if the wife is in the background telling him what he can and cannot say, that would be off-putting. The fact that she's 24, that's a different level. But, I mean, yeah, the whole thing is so bizarre to me.
It's bizarre.
And it's something you discuss prior to the interview. It's not like you're going in there blind. A lot of times, like, you know, they make requests of seeing questions beforehand, or they give you stuff that's off limits. So it's one of those things where, like,
Bill's a grown man.
Very grown.
Very grown.
He's so grown, he's almost dead.
He's as grown as he can.
And if the two of them have had a discussion, if she's that involved, then they knew that they're... And so she didn't even give Bill a chance. She didn't even give Bill a beat to be like, yeah, no, we're not going to discuss that in this interview.
You know, a sidebar on this whole thing is, Bill Belichick is now the coach of UNC. Their football program. So he has to go around the country recruiting 18 and 19 year olds with his 23 or 24 year old girlfriend by his side.
Now that I think about it, this might just be a really good recruiting strategy.
Yeah, right?
You show up to all these high schools and you show up with your hot 24 year old girlfriend. It's starting to make a lot of sense now. He's just a businessman. All right. People are wondering who is running Blake Lively's PR after her very controversial Time 100 speech. We'll debate if it was the right thing to do on your next eBuzz on The Bird Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bird Show's entertainment buzz.
I'm going to warn you, I'm getting all the controversial figures out of the way in one singular e-buzz. We're just going to knock them both out. And I'm going to give you a content warning for SA because it does come up in Blake Lively's Time 100 Gala speech because people are wondering who the heck is running her PR after this very controversial speech she gave over the weekend. Somehow, Ryan Reynolds paid their way into getting honored as one of Time 100's most influential people. That can be debated whether or not you think they deserve that honor or not. What we are talking about right now is a speech that Blake Lively gave in the middle of it. And a lot of people feel like, where was this energy in August? So I've covered this 1,000 times. We know this by now. Blake Lively got a lot of flack for not speaking up for victims of domestic violence when she was promoting a movie quite literally about domestic violence. So when she stood up in the middle of this speech and then decided to... I'll talk about that in a second. Basically, just use her mom's trauma as a way to garner attention for a rallying cry that she did in during her speech. It just felt a little disingenuous.
But at her urging and her unwavering bravery, she wanted me to share with you that she is a survivor of the worst crime someone can commit against a woman. I've watched her conceal her raw and undeserved shame my entire life. So as her daughter, being asked to share this today is monumental. If we name it, we change it. Just as our fellow Time 100 honoree, the incredible Gisèle Pelicot, put it to every woman who understood, it's not for us to have shame, it's for them.
So watching this go viral, and it's a harrowing story,
mm-hmm.
and I commend her mother for coming forward with it, or like allowing Blake to come forward with it. I'm in the camp of, where was this energy when you were promoting the DV movie? Like, the timing is so unfortunate. The message is getting lost in the timing, because while you were promoting a movie about DV, this would have been the time to share the story and really connect with people, rather than, making more light of the promotional campaign around the movie.
This feels like a calculated PR move now.
Unfortunately, it does. And I hate that, because I'm not dismissing what happened to, you don't want to take away from the story. You don't want to dismiss what happened to her mother, because it's heartbreaking. And I mean, that is trauma in its purest form. But to be selected Times 100 Most Influential People, and then use that platform to share the story, just, it makes you turn your head like, why not share this while you were promoting the movie? Because it makes so much sense.
Because she was doing just the opposite when she was promoting the movie, right? Going, go with all your girls.
Unless her mom...
Wear your floral dresses. And then women were getting there going, what is this movie about?
Unless her mom was like, no, I'm not ready to share this yet, and now has had a change of heart. I mean, then that's all very plausible. But I really think she thought that this was going to make her more likable, and it's actually had the opposite effect.
Which, it's fair to say that maybe her mom wasn't ready to share her story in August, but at the same time, if that, it not
her mom did go through that harrowing experience, but that should make you have all the more sensitivity when it came around. So that's why people feel like it's so disingenuous. It's like, oh, now you care about women's struggles and the safety issues that they go through on a daily basis. Like, it was so brave to stand up and to tell that story, and her mom was right there with her holding her hand. And really, like, it is a very sweet moment. But at this point, like, I think what people want to see from Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds is just a shred of humility. Maybe the way to fix this situation isn't to stand up and use your mom's trauma as a way to slather a band-aid on this whole PR mess. Maybe it's to take a step back and go, you know, maybe I should really reflect on where I went wrong in August, or maybe I should take a step back and focus on this lawsuit that I'm going through.
Yeah, with these celebrities, sometimes I think it's like too late to go to down to earth school. To humble school. You know, she's been in this environment her entire life. And I think that Gail King is going through this right now also, is that you live in this bubble and you get so detached from reality and from real people that it's impossible to learn the lesson at 37 or 38 or 39 years old.
And I get that. And it's hard when you're on the world stage and you have a million people giving their opinions about what you have or have not done or how you handled this. Like, I get it. It's tough. But at the end of the day, like, it's just, she needs a new PR team, I think, is really the moral of the story here.
Well, I also think, you know, and I'm just assuming here, I'll never know this kind of celebrity, but I think as you become a celebrity and you get all caught up in that whole LA scene and stuff like that also, I think the friends that you have, for the most part, as an overreaching opinion, is that they probably, the ones that grew up with you and the humble ones around you, probably fall away, and you start to surround yourself with people that are a lot like you in that Hollywood lifestyle, and they're just as detached as you are. So who do you take advice from?
Yeah, and it's tough because, I mean, they were one of the most beloved couples of all time in Hollywood. So to fall from grace, I understand you just want to get back to that place, but they got to understand, like, the road getting there is going to look a lot different, and it's not just using a story to try and garner some sympathy for your life and what your family's gone through. All right, people online are not happy with Stephen Wilson Jr. performance of the national anthem at the NFL draft. We are going to discuss the controversy on your next eBuzz on the Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's Entertainment Buzz.
The only people more mad than Shedeur Sanders fans for him getting prank called are people who are big national anthem fans, because some people are not happy with the way Stephen Wilson Jr. performed the national anthem at the NFL draft. Now, we've all heard the national anthem many a times. We're all American here. And normally it's just a typical rendition. You hear it, you put your hand over your heart, you call it a day. But Stephen Wilson Jr. decided to put his own spin on it.
Say, can you see by the dawn's early light, was the valley we heard at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes.
It's like a Willie Nelson, Johnny Cash is what I'm feeling.
Yeah, he definitely wanted to bring a little country spin to it. Some people really appreciated it. Like, the clip that I saw on TikTok, I was expecting, after seeing all the headlines, that people were going to be outraged. But some people really liked that he had a more unique twist to a song we've heard a bajillion times.
Yeah, I'm not mad at it. I'm not offended by it. Now, what Fergie did to the national anthem.
Yeah, that's different.
No, that's heinous.
I like the little twist on it to give it something special. Yeah. It just seemed like at the pace he was singing, like, it would have took about 25.
Anyway,
the draft ain't starting until next week.
By the time we get to the end of it, it's time for a commercial break.
He did it so long, Shedeur finally got drafted.
Some shade.
That's good. All right, I know in the last e-buzz I said I was going to get all the controversial figures out of the way, but we ran out of time because we had a lot to say about Blake Lively and her Time 100 gala speech. But Kanye West is going off again, and this time it has everything to do with who he thinks he should have had kids with. He said that he could have had a lot more hotels had he had had kids with Paris Hilton instead of Kim Kardashian.
I should have had baby with Paris Hilton over Kim Kardashian. You guys, could you imagine if I had kids with Paris Hilton, how many hotels I have now? You get what I'm saying? Think about that. Think about that. The Hilton. You know, the Hilton. Because yeah. I think I'm staying in a Hilton right now. Edition Hotels is a Hilton. You know what I'm saying? And Paris Hilton had the vision, and then that's what happened. Kim was like the Virgil. Kim was like Paris Hilton's Virgil. And that's what happened. If you like Arnold Schwarzenegger and you have a kid with a nanny, the nanny only power is to take your kids. So Kim's only power is to take my kids. I had a baby with an assistant, bro.
This is all during a live stream. And again, this just feels like classic Kanye, him rambling and rambling about nothing again, just to make headlines or to get whatever kind of ill feelings he has about Kim out of the way, because I'm sure she is not making his life any easier considering everything that he's been accused of, like potentially inviting Andrew Tate over while his kids were either in his studio or at his house. And I can imagine Kim feels like she does need to take the kids.
I think we can all agree the best move for Paris Hilton is not to respond to that.
Of course.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ramblings of Kanye West.
Wasn't there a movie, maybe it was a Jim Carrey movie, where you lived in a land where you said everything that was on your mind? You couldn't lie?
That was Mel Gibson, right? Wasn't it?
No, that was Yes Man.
Yes Man?
He couldn't say no. He could only say yes to everything.
So I'm thinking of a different slant on it. But Kanye lives life like it's a movie that you can't help but say everything that's on your mind. There is absolutely no filter.
Liar, liar.
There we go.
I will say Paris Hilton is a really smart businesswoman, and she knows how to play to these kinds of headlines to her advantage. Like, doesn't she do that little whiny baby voice just because she knows that being the character of the dumb blonde works to her advantage?
I think she used to, yeah.
Yeah, and I still kind of hear it come out every now and then. So honestly, I could see her taking something like this and turning it into some kind of fun viral moment. So in a way, I do kind of hope she takes a swing at it. But honestly, if she wanted to sit back and not say anything about it, I could totally see that route being good for her too.
Plus, she's still really good friends with Kim Kardashian.
That's true.
I hope she doesn't, because it only gives Kanye even more of a platform.
Exactly.
I know that she's looking at it and probably going, okay, at least my name's back out there, so maybe I should make it into a meme or a song or something. I hope she doesn't, because I'm so sick of that guy's name.
All right, Star Wars creator George Lucas is explaining one of the most iconic elements of the franchise that has puzzled fans for years. It's on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Star Wars creator George Lucas is explaining one of the most iconic elements of the franchise that has puzzled fans for years. Now, if you've ever seen a Star Wars movie, you can't not, even if you haven't seen Star Wars, you know who Yoda is. Yoda's that little green alien munchkin thing, and he always speaks in these weird riddles. They're very like philosophical things where he'll say something like, I don't know, if it was Burt speaking, he would be like, a four Abby is. It's always like backwards.
I ain't letting that one go for a year.
That's a therapy lesson I'm going to have to pay for, okay. I think.
He speaks in riddles. He'll kind of like mix up words to make it sound maybe more profound than it actually is, but it's just
stupid you are.
Yes, yeah, stupid you are. Very like common sense phrases, but because it's coming from Yoda, the little green man, it feels like it's something that like, you know, Confucius would say or Aristotle or whatever.
He's a little green Buddha.
He is. So George Lucas is now disclosing the reason why he has that weird speech pattern. This is from The Empire Strikes Back 45th anniversary screening.
Wow. Why does Yoda speak backwards?
Well, I will tell you.
Okay, thank you.
Yoda had a very distinctive way of talking because, and it was done purposely because if you were speaking regular English or people don't listen that much. But if he has an accent or it's really hard to understand what he's saying, they focus on what he's saying. And what he was basically the philosopher of the movie. Right. So he was talking about all of the things, you know, in long talking scenes and stuff, where I had to figure out a way to get people to actually listen, especially 12-year-olds.
And listen, people did. That's what they did.
Work. Listen, you will.
Listen, you will. So, George Lucas for figuring out a way to get 12-year-olds to pay attention to some basic life lessons. Okay, there's a new list that just came out that is so funny and has just unlocked a series of memories I've had from pop culture's past. It's a list of the dumbest reasons people became famous in the United States.
Oh, God.
Now,
Hoctua has got to be number one.
Hoctua is on the list. She's actually number two on the list, but I'll start more farther back. So in the 13th spot, before there was the TikTok For You page where just about anybody could become famous, or YouTube if you were going to make little YouTube videos like Justin Bieber going viral and then becoming a multi-million dollar singer, you would go on American Idol. American Idol's kind of lost its luster nowadays, but about 20 years ago, man, if you tuned in at 8 p.m. and you saw some of these bad auditions, you would hear iconic songs like this one, known as Pants on the Ground.
Pants on the ground, pants on the ground, looking like a fool with your pants on the ground, with the gold in your mouth, hat turned sideways, pan hit the ground, call yourself a cool cat, looking like a fool, walking downtown with your pants on the ground, giddy up.
I remember that.
I thought it was going to be the She Bangs, She Bangs.
Was it William Hung?
Yeah.
Is that his name?
How did you remember that?
I don't know. I don't know.
There's just too many to count. So many bad auditions. In sixth place, there's Bad Baby from Dr. Phil with the very memorable line, Catch Me Outside.
Catch me outside, how about that?
Huh?
Catch me outside, how about that?
Catch you outside? What does that mean?
What I just said.
Catch her outside and she'll go outside and do what she has to do. That's what she's talking about.
Oh, yeah,
this is
okay,
all,
yeah.
This is all, but don't you see that this is all mouth? This is mouth.
Oh, do so you want to take this outside? Because I think they can bring cameras outside.
Really? Because I think I flipped you.
You want to do it again?
Danny, don't get all tough. Please don't. This is not the place.
Hey,
this is
sit,
the
down.
Sit down.
Sit down. Sit down.
Do you know how much she's worth now?
Like $50 million.
Yeah, I just looked it up. $75 million.
That's insane.
Oh, my God. She made $1 million in 6 hours when she first started on OnlyFans.
Every now and then I hear it, then I go, what's my self-worth really worth, you know?
It ruins my day every time I hear it.
It does. And then one of my favorite stars from an iconic TLC show, what was it? The Toddlers, Pageants, and Tiaras. Toddlers, yeah, that one. Honey Boo Boo. Mm-hmm. I loved her when she came out with her reality show. Who could forget memorable lines like this?
I'm Alana. I'm 6, and I'm a beauty queen. Must be crazy if they think they're gonna be me, Honey Boo Boo Child.
Honey Boo Boo Child.
I'm super solid because I do pageants.
She has a documentary coming out. I know. And I think a Lifetime movie, too, which that'll be interesting to watch. She has
I was Honey Boo Boo on Lifetime.
I was Honey Boo Boo. She's still Honey Boo Boo. Once Honey Boo Boo, always Honey Boo Boo.
What is she doing now? What happened?
We're going to find out. That's what the documentary's for.
Yeah, I was hoping I wouldn't have to watch it.
Do you remember that was...
You can just tell me. We can get this over with.
That was the theme for one of our Pride floats 1 year for Pride.
Yep. Honey Boo Boo?
Right. Uh-huh.
Yep.
Stop.
We had a pig on the float. Yep. Remember?
That wasn't Honey Boo Boo.
No. No, because Uncle Poodle, I think, had a pig, which is why we had a pig on the float. It was a whole thing. Mm. It was a whole thing.
Poodle. And in the top spot on the list, it was Balloon Boy. Who could forget Balloon Boy?
Floating away.
Yeah.
When
he was really in the attic and not in the balloon. Mm-hmm. All right, for more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
The Burt Show. Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.